people that go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And Mandela Barnes has made his announcement. And a lot of people are weighing in on this. I want to hear from the people, 833-212-1017. We got somebody on the talk. The text says, the Democrat Party is not the same party that it used to be. Wake up and stop being useful idiots. This is what 3052 is saying in the chat. A lot of people are weighing in on this, but at the end, it's about the people. I want to know what you think. 833-212-1017. Big announcement. They said he was at the press conference trying to make it sound powerful. We got Kathy on the lines. Kathy.
Hello, Corey.
How you doing, Corey?
I'm going to clear this up real quick. I'm doing great. I hope you're doing well, too. Let's clear this up real quick. You can have 18 people or 40 running. Until you file your papers, which is not yet, you file your papers, and then that's your announcement that you're running, because so many people may fall off before that.
Right.
The other thing is that Adela Barnes probably has a nice toy chest saved up, because when you run for office, unless you use that, you can't use that money only for certain things. So he's got a nice toy chest, what they call saved up, so he can run again. And I'm with you. Somebody called him up and, hey, you got something you want to do? We got something for you. Hey, that says run for office with this red phone calling. But in the meantime, no one is guaranteed. I'm not saying I'm voting for anybody, because no one has filed their papers, because illegally you can't file yet. So you file the papers, that's your intent that you're going to be running. That's when you get on the ballot, okay? And the primary goes from there. But right now, I have no stake in the ring on anybody. I'm not even going to say, well, this is my favorite person, because my person may not get in. They're only going to pick two, okay? So like you said, show receipts of what you have done or what you're intent on doing first, okay? And I bet if someone told him to run, if I were a Democrat trying to throw a monkey wrench in the ring, okay? So all I'm saying is nobody personally running because
trying
they haven't filed their papers
somebody.
Yes, yes, that's what they're doing. So like I said, no one's personally running until they file their papers, and the papers have been accepted, and the signatures and nominees have been accepted and certified. So I'm not interested in anybody on that board running yet, because no one has technically, by law, filed their papers because they can't yet. So don't get confused if no one calls in yet, okay, because the fat lady haven't started seeing. All I got to say, I know quite a few people that's running, so I got to watch how I say things. I see a lot of these people all the time. But like I said, no one has started seeing yet, and the papers are not filed yet. The intent is not there yet. So you can, a matter of fact, when Kathy says she's announced she's running, I can say that, and everybody's putting their hat in the ring. That's what I call a monkey ranch right there. I can say that, and I don't care what the news say about me. I can say I'm running for office. You can say Corey Lowe is running for office.
Free
that don't
publicity.
Mean that your papers got to be in and filed, and you got to get a certain amount of signatures, and they got to be accepted. You need to go to the primary.
Okay.
So once they start running, the papers are filed, and I'll say, hey, this person I think I want to get behind. But in the meantime, your party, all these people are going to hang in there until time for elections. They're going to drop off before that, because they're going to start rating them and saying your ratings are low, you're going to leave. But my thing is that the Buck's son should have never dropped out of the race. You should have never dropped out of the race. And so after this is over, Manella Barnes know me, then maybe you'll try to run for Gwen Moore's position if he don't get something when her term is up. All you want to do is run for public office. Show some receipts. I think he's a smart young man. I think you got to start seeing what you're going to do and then start doing some stuff now in the community. Going to different things in the community, the black side of town, all over. and start maybe volunteering at different places where they need help at.
Well, I think when you've been around for as long as Mandela Barnes around, I think that the fix is in on what people think about him. I think that he had a long enough journey where people kind of informed an opinion about him. So I appreciate you for tapping in, Kathy. We got Security Mike on the line. Security Mike.
How you doing, Tito?
Hey, Security Mike. Hey, Mandela Barnes might need your service. He might need a security guard.
Hey, man, the fix is in, though, because like on Sherwin's show, is that he don't stand a chance on winning. So now they're going to have that Trump guy. We got to have quality or somebody.
But hold on. Exactly. Ain't he a Democrat? How is he? Okay, look, I hear what you're saying.
They're going to put both of them against
each
other.
Ain't he a Democrat? Who is
right?
That's sinister. Because the car would have to come from the left.
That's sinister. Right. Right. But they want the Republican.
We can't let it.
I know, but we got to keep it to where the evil's guy. We got to keep a Democrat, because if they have a governor that's going to be straight up with like Trump now, then we're not going to get nothing passed.
Well, why would they run interference then? All I'm saying is, then you got to focus your energy on the party that's doing the, you know, that's trying to run somebody to cut somebody off. Then you can't blame the Republicans for that. This is internal. We all know it's Donkey Gang versus Elephant Gang. Mandela Barnes is Donkey Gang. Y'all always trying to mix it with the Republican gonna do, what they gonna do, and if they get in power. Well, if he running to cut off the Democrats to, you know, somebody that could possibly get in there, then that's the inside man problem then. That's all I'm saying, Security Mike. We got Eddie on the lines. Eddie.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
How you doing?
Good day, Tory Low. How you doing? Good, Tory. How you doing today?
Hey, your boy Mandela Barnes is running for governor. He made a big announcement.
Tory, I've had a chance to meet Mandela Barnes. He was very nice to me until I told him that I'm the conservative white guy who's colonized your radio show.
No,
then he had a different look.
Who failed?
Me. Yeah, I did.
Who failed miserably and went off and started sniffing paint.
No, he was very nice to me until I told him I hijacked the show.
Here we go.
And then his look towards me, his demeanor towards me, every time I ran into him after that, wasn't very good. So I had to antagonize him a little bit.
Here we go.
Let me say this about this guy, though. He is brighter than anybody gives him credit for. I think people think, he's just this guy from the inner city.
No, but what has he done? I don't think that nobody cares about the fantasy world that you done built up. He's had a long enough tenure. Hold on. Wait a minute. Listen. He had a long enough tenure for people to say tangible outcomes at this point. That's all I'm saying. Hey.
Well, I'm gonna say this. He's in the wrong party. If Mandela Barnes switched parties and became a conservative Republican, he'd be far more successful in the state, because if there's one thing Caucasians like myself like, it's a kind of a well-groomed, well-spoken African-American who's to the – yes, we love that. I love that. Sammy Davis Jr. I love that.
I don't know about that. Sammy spoke his mind about a lot of – ideas. Sammy said a lot of things. If you look at a lot of his interviews,
I don't know. I think that you know, just kind of clean and well spoken, and kind of, you know, acquiescent. I love that. I love that. But he's in the wrong party. If he became a conservative right wing Republican and ran in the state, people like myself, we love that, would give him the chance. Vote for him, give him the nod to go to D.C. We really would, Tory, because that's how we are, Tory.
Well, Eddie, here we go. Well, thank you, Eddie, for calling. And you didn't even play his music, Andrew. You got to give him his music on the way out. Eddie coming on the lines fresh off of sniffing paint. When we come back, he got the line smelling like paint fumes. He just sniffed so much paint. When we come back, we got White Widow on the lines. We're going to talk to White Widow. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe show. This Giving Tuesday, you have the power to make a difference in the lives of Milwaukee's next generation of leaders. Milwaukee College Prep is dedicated to providing access to high performing education for their scholars, which lays the foundation for success in college and beyond. When you donate to MCP, you are not just giving money, you're giving opportunity. Every dollar you give goes directly toward enriching the lives of the 2,000 scholars who walk through their doors every day. Together, we can provide the foundation for bright futures. MCP scholars need your donations. Give today on this Giving Tuesday by visiting mkeprep.com. Giving Tuesdays 2025. Hey, look, we've been having a great conversation today about the governor's position. Mandela Barnes made his announcement. We got White Widow on the line. She has some comments. How you doing, White Widow?
Well, I'm trying to stay warm, but, you know, once again, this is just a repeat of what happened in our presidential election. The Democrats had everybody floundering. The supporters, I mean, you know, you're hanging on by your nails. Bring us something. Bring us something. Biden's got to get pushed out into, you know, geriatric ward. Kamala comes on. She loses and writes a book and throws everybody under the bus. These people's character is not something to be applauded. And now we have our governor election, and we have a splinter, obviously, because both of these candidates are black men, Democrats. They can't even get together. Now, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this state is still in the backwoods. There's no second chances. You know, I had a felon who applied at Milwaukee Career College on Highway 100 and Burleigh for Vet Tech. They called back and said, hey, you're a felon. Maybe you should think of a different career. I told her, tell them to shove it. She successfully graduated, top 92%, and has been working in that career for a year and a half. Now, why is it that Illinois has second chances on misdemeanors? Misdemeanors will stop you from getting a job, will stop you from getting a student loan, will stop you from getting a home, a rental property. But why is it in Illinois that you can have those things admonished and taken off your records? If you want to do anything for the black men in Wisconsin, do something about this felony parole board that takes 12 to 18 months. Do something for the non-violent.
Okay. Well, thank you, White Widow, for chiming in. Once again, you got a lot of people weighing in on this announcement today. And when we talk about the future moving forward, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. But at the end of the day, are the people listening? Are they understanding that the common theme is we just want to see who got the results? And many times, no matter how excited you get about who's running and how they look and what party they from, are you in particular getting out of the deal something tangible? And we got to start changing that to saying, yes, we can. We want X, Y, and Z for our vote. And I don't think that we've been doing that. And I think that we have nothing to show many times for our vote. I think when the black community starts talking about voting, we always talk about what everybody else is getting and nothing that we got specifically for our vote. And many times we vote at a high percentage, more than any race for the Democrat Party. We vote at a high percent. They count on our votes to put them over the top right here in the state of Wisconsin. But yet, even though we put some of these people over the top, We don't have nothing on the bottom. We don't get nothing on the back end. It's like being an artist and you get all excited for signing the contract and finding out that they basically robbed you. They took your masters. They got your royalties. You know, you had a chain on. You know, you got some visibility. You got a hit record. You got some attention. But now you counting the pennies, you know, on the back end. And I think that this is the kind of political agreement that we have stepped into many times. We don't get the benefits. We voting to put people over the top, but they're not choosing to put our community in the best position possible. That's all I'm saying. And when you look at it like that, it makes more sense than having a dream that somebody's going to potentially be something. Andrew, you said you stuck Mandela Barnes in AI. What did you come up with?
Yeah, I took it into the Google AI to where I said, what has Mandela Barnes done for the community?
And what did you come up with?
I got four things. One, climate change. He made climate change his signature issue as lieutenant governor.
Climate change. We wish it is hotter now. We wish it went up a degree now that it's cold outside.
Clean energy, Tory. Big clean energy guy.
Clean energy.
You feeling clean?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people want clean energy, I guess.
Democracy Defense Project. Bipartisan board aimed to build trust in elections.
Democracy Defense.
And then community work. This is when he was canvassing for President Obama in 2008.
Community work as somebody that's working on campaigns. Ah, wow.
Hold on.
What did they say Tory Lowe do for the community? You stick me in there. See, I wonder what they say I do. What they say I do, Andrew? I mean, you stuck Mandela Barnes in the stick. Ask the question about Tory Lowe and see what AI come up with.
First answer?
Yeah.
The most requested advocate in the state.
What? That's what it say? AI?
AI, yeah.
And what else did it say? I mean, is it a lot or is it? How many things popped up?
It's one giant article about how much you do for.
It's a whole bunch of stuff
for everybody. Yeah.
Oh wow. But it don't get the same reaction for Mandela Barnes.
No.
What was the top four things that he said about?
It didn't get, like I said, it didn't give me four. It just talks about all of the missing loved ones that you've helped connect with.
Oh wow.
All of the different, you know, children you found find.
Oh wow. Well. Maybe if Mandela Barnes stuff popped up like that, it wouldn't be no discussion. This wouldn't even be a discussion today.
Top news article, 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe cleaning up the city.
Oh, wow. Here we go. All right, I guess. I don't know. I'm just trying to. This is going to affect the people in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm giving y'all space as he make the announcements. I want to hear what the people got to say. Are you voting for Mandela Barnes? I mean, you know, a lot of people think he's handsome. Somebody in the chat says he need to go and finish making them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that he had on this commercial when he was running for office. He was talking about the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. A lot of people talking about that sandwich. I heard he could make a mean peanut butter and jelly. That's powerful. We got Phil on the lines. How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing okay, yourself.
Bless his brother.
Hey, I was saying, why don't you run for office?
I ran already. I ran twice.
You ran for governor?
No, I'm talking about I ran for common council twice. Yeah, I felt like I was going to directly affect the block, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, why don't you run for governor? Because we what's his name? Burns. He just coming in there to mess up everything. I am a Democrat, but I wouldn't vote for him.
Well, you know, like I said, if I had them deep pockets, I need that bat phone. I need somebody with some deep pockets. I need you know that them governor races go up in the millions. And I've been out here in the community for 16 years and ain't got one penny. So. Hey, and I didn't fund my own stuff, but I don't got the governor race money. You need somebody, you need a red phone like Mandela Barnes. You need that Obama phone. They got them dollars. You got to get around them folks that what they say, like Jay-Z said, like money ain't a thing. You need them people. You know, you need the Illuminati. Hey, and I don't listen, so they ain't gonna, you know, I ain't no puppy, so I may not work out like that for the money. They may not throw me the cash. Cause once they pay, you gotta play. You gotta pay to play. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Cousin Sub. So, yeah, to kick off December with the win, because this week only deliveries are on Cousin's Subs. Go to CousinSubs.com. From lunch break to late night cravings, they've got your sub size shakes covered. Order online or on the app, and they'll take care of you. The delivery is free. This is the easiest decision you'll ever make through December 7th. Deliveries on them. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. They taking the deliveries. You don't have to pay the delivery fee. From now through December 7th, delivery is on Cousin Subs. Go to Cousin Subs right now. Go to the app and enjoy. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Joining me on the lines, advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Luke King, all is well. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, happy Tuesday. I guess we got some news today. Your boy Mandela Barnes announced that he's running for governor.
We got jokes. Milwaukee is very comical, okay? When it comes to politics in Milwaukee, it's the big top. You know, the circus is definitely up and running. Like, that's a joke, literally. Absolute joke. But it's not funny. It's not a funny joke. I'm appalled.
Oh, wow.
But I guess. I mean, when you look at the people who run it, I mean, if this is the best we can do, pray for our city.
Hey, all I'm saying is these announcements is coming. This governor election is a lot already, and it was a lot of people already, you know, that have declared that they was going to run. But now you got Mandela Barnes, who's taking the stance to say he's going to enter into the race. I think a lot of people feel some type of way about it. Hey, I'm just letting the community express themselves. I mean,
you're
talking about somebody that's been around for a while and lieutenant governor at the same time.
With history of failure. Okay. Again, I need all of the community to remember who Mandela Barnes is, because again, he came out, you know, strong, like he was a people person, and then got in there and said screw everybody who helped him got there. So let's not forget. Let's have an elephant's memory. Never forget, because a lot of these people who again considered name brand in politics, they don't have no results. The consistency of having results is definitely not there. Check their track record on what he did when he was lieutenant governor or whoever he was. But it was a joke, as always. I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. Again, if we follow the money, let's see who put him up to it. Again, it's pretty much a game. So I'm not surprised.
All right. Well, Moving on. You going to watch the Diddy documentary. You going to watch 50 Cent has put out the Diddy documentary on Netflix.
I got better things to do with my life.
You checking it out?
Definitely not. We got too much going on in real life to be worried about what took place with Dirty Diddy. Okay.
Behind the scenes.
No, I'm not wasting my brain cells on nothing like that. Like right now, I'm in the process of my life where if it's not bettering my life, what am I doing? You know, I mean, I barely watch TV as is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to burn none of my brain cells trying to watch the ignorance. No. So.
Mm-mm. Okay. Also, the young man that over the weekend that burglarized the home has been arrested. I guess I got word from the homeowner that the police rounded him up before I came into the station today. But when the show first started, I had to get this off my chest. Sometimes people make excuses for people who are doing things to innocent life. And many times we as a community, it seems like the mentality is more favorable to fester a lot of criminality than it is to protect the residents out here on the street.
Absolutely. And again, it goes to show, like I said, when you look at individuals who have taken a life, crime pays in the city of Milwaukee. If you're not criminal, you're not getting it. Not only in the city of Milwaukee, when you look at what it is we have allowed them to promote to us, it's all a detriment to us and our community. The reality is we have to change the dynamic. Because if we continue to let them mislead us to believe that these are the things that we should be upholding, let's not forget that the majority of the citizens are upstanding citizens. The majority of our children are upstanding children. Okay. But that seems to be detrimental to our community is what we seem to uphold, promote, and empower. But it's a new day. He's been caught. Salute to the community from standing up and speaking out again. If we want change, we have to be the example of what it is that we're talking about. We can no longer stand by silent because your silence is compliance. If we're going to teach our children what it is to be and what it is to do, we have to make sure that we're speaking against and standing against anything that's detrimental to innocent life, period.
I agree. And when I came into the studio today and I seen the idiocy of trying to leave that door cracked for criminality. Like, I think that era is done. We are paying a heavy price for using ideologies and ideas of allowing criminal behavior to thrive and actually, in many cases, celebrate it.
Absolutely. And making it look like it's a big flex. Like I said, you know, when it comes to Adam Parcell, again, I am so against it because in reality, when you think about Milwaukee being the worst place to be black, the worst place to raise a black child, you're telling me that for all of us who was born and raised in the worst place to be black, worst place to raise a black child, those of us who made all the right decisions are overlooked due to the fact that we didn't fall victim to our circumstances. We are the individuals who are doing the work and not getting the pay. Okay. You have individuals not even having to apply for a role that's making six figures after violating human life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you get this opportunity because you have the complexion for the connection. Because again, Wisconsin massively incarcerate black men. A black man didn't receive that. Okay, I have black men right now that I'm speaking with that can't even get housing due to a non-violent offense. So for him to be able to high step or make this leap because of our black mayor, he could have chose. It was individuals that he paraded in front of our community who we were able to ask questions with. He went over all of them because he already has something in mind. And that's criminal mind, because that criminal mentality pays in our community because it's broken. And so when we, again, like today, salute to our community for bringing this child forth, because again, the boldness, if they're not caught early, then it gets worse in the end. So I will say that to say this, that it's a new day. And it might not, to our physical eyes, look like we're making leeway, but I promise you we are. Again,
I agree.
Those of us so many people, who are really doing the work is making changes.
So many people worked to get this resolved. Just like all year, those call to actions, a lot of people are coming forward more than I've seen in past years, because now the uncomfortability has hit. And people they don't feel safe. And it's only going to take a village to fix the village. It is going to take a community to save a community. And if you're not looking in the mirror, asking yourself, what can I do to add, to change, you the problem.
If you condoning it, like I said, you know, it's time for us to empower, uplift, and make sure that we being the example that we talking about. Again, in our community, it's been known that as long as you can talk, you don't have to have the results. But it's a new day. The world has shifted. And it's our time to turn what we know was turned upside down on purpose, right side up. It ain't no better time than the present, and I'm here for it.
2026. We not that far away from 2026. We cannot continue to take the support of ignorance and criminality into the new year. If we can all just say, hey, look, we gonna guard and protect the innocent life that's out here.
Absolutely.
The community jump leaps and bounds.
Absolutely. Just on the strength of that, because again, it's about how we feel. And if each one of us is making the strides to change, then we're no longer not holding individuals accountable for their non-action or their violent actions. You know what I'm saying? Like, if me and you really doing the work, when we walk in these rooms, can't nobody come tell us nothing without us letting them know, like, you ain't did nothing. So when you really start doing the work and on yourself, in your community, you're not finna allow nobody coming over there just running their mouth and not being about the action. You gonna let them know, like, nah, all that blood and sweat was me and mine. We didn't see you out here. So what you not gonna do is come around here and play in our face. Hey. So I think that's the beginning. When we go to taking accountability, and like I said, when it comes to these politics, we have to learn these job descriptions. We got to learn who these people are, and we got to make sure that their job description matches the solutions that they done put on the table. What have you changed? Because the sad reality is, and me and you know personally, that our community members will have 101 questions for those who are new coming in to run for office versus the old heads. You got 1,000,001 questions for the people who new coming in, but the incumbents who've been sitting there 3, 5, 9, 10 years, you ain't got no questions for them, and they ain't gave you no results.
All right.
It's a different day. It's a different time.
Look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, as usual. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Kicks off December with a win, because this week deliveries are on Cousin Subs. For lunch breaks to late night cravings, they got your subs, sides, and shakes covered. Order online or in the Cousins app. They'll take care of your delivery fee. It's the easiest decision you'll make all week. Now through December 7th, deliveries on them. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Hey, I might have to order me some once we get off the air. Elizabeth Brown, it's been a powerful show today. I want to get your final thoughts. I want to get your final thoughts on the show.
I mean, again, always full when you listen to the Tory Lowe show. Salute to the kids. Again, let's donate. Make sure they get
it's Giving Tuesday. To the finals.
Absolutely. They have fought their little hearts out. And again, we know personally how hard it is to be that young and lose somebody to violence. At the end of the day, what we were just talking about when we're championing that we have to empower and uplift and promote the positivity. These are kids who stayed the course. All the adversity they done had to go through, you know, and they still fighting. Understanding that young that, you know, you don't get a second chance at life is pivotal. But at the same time, as a community, we have to make sure that we uplift our children and we promote the ones who are doing righteous. Just like the community just showed up for a child who lost his way, we have to show up for the children who have fought to stay, not losing their way. And these babies have proven that in the worst place to be raised, Black. They're fighting, they're being resilient, and they're being positive. And this is how we turn it around. We promote what it is that they are doing, what they've done, and giving them opportunities to do bigger and better things so we can hold that up for other children that's coming behind them. This is how you start to change. Because they've earned the right. And the sad reality is that they have to start a GoFundMe. The sad reality is that as a community, these are the children we need to be throwing money at because they're doing everything right. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, with that being said, again, it's a beautiful time to be alive. King, I'm so here for it. Salute to all of those babies. Salute to their parents. Salute to those coaches. And salute to our community because we do show up and we do show out. And all I'm saying is each one of us who have done a lot, we got a lot more to do. So let's just make sure we're putting our best foot forward when it comes to our children, when it comes to the adults. Everybody that's doing righteous, we have to celebrate them and make sure that we're giving them what it is they need to continue to be righteous. Because we know the wicked, they give gifts too. You know what I'm saying? And for a long time, they have misled us to believe that you have to be wicked to win. And that's the biggest lie the devil ever told. So right now it's our time as the righteous to stand up in power and uphold that is right and remove that is wicked. And now is a pivotal time, especially when we're starting with our children, to show them that working hard pays and not crime.
That's what I was trying to tell people. They got on Omar Epps when he was trying to tell folks we celebrating the wrong things and allowing these kids to see us celebrate criminality, and people tried to hop on his head, you know. But I'll tell you this, we got to flip our mind state back on to creativity, development, neighborhood development, and growth,
righteousness,
and economics, and righteousness. And the thing is, at the end of the day, we publicize, or we have been publicized the wrong thing. When I was coming up, they were talking about heavy gang activity when I was coming up. I almost, you know, went off the wrong direction. If I hadn't got around people that showed me, hey, look, no, this is church. This is spirituality. This is positivity. You got to expose the children to that because they're being exposed to everything that's not going to get them in the right place, in the right mind state as in development when it comes to being an upstanding citizen. They're being exposed to the criminal mind.
Yeah. And it's a whole agenda. And it's an agenda that we didn't put on ourselves, but it's an agenda that we can break.
Right.
Because, again, the programming, the patterns of struggle lack doubt, second guessing. Again, it's pivotal right now that we can change it. When you see it, you can change it. We see it, we calling it out, and now we putting in the work to undo those bad behaviors. And like I said, there's no better time than the present to uphold what's righteous, stand 10 toes down on it, promote it, and make sure that those of us who are living righteously, that we lead, because that's the flex. It's not a flex for you to be consistent in making wrong decisions. The flex is the individual who was in the same community, the worst community to be black, and we got up every day and chose righteous anyway. That's the flex. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree.
Don't put nobody in front of me who fell victim. And is there anything wrong with it? No, but what I'm saying is I fought hard every day. There was many times I could have chose to do something unrighteous, but I got up and I did it the right way. I took the long way because on purpose. So these are the people that we need to have in the front. These are the people that we need to lead. And like I said, when it comes to our children, we have to promote, we have to support what's righteous so they no longer look to what's wicked. And this is how we're doing it. So again, find that GoFundMe, put some money to that. Make sure these kids are an example for the rest of our children when they come back to the city of Milwaukee, because great things is happening in Milwaukee. And like I said, don't let your physical eyes mislead you, because the devil's going to give you the illusion. We winning. All 2026 is up and it's stuck. King, salute.
Hey, look, that's why I love having the young kids come in talking about what they need from the community and the adults that are making those sacrifices coming through, because these are the people that we have to highlight. These are the things that we have to jump behind. We always talk about, oh, what's going on with the youth, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. But then the people who are doing something, they begging for money.
Come on.
Wow.
That part. Right there.
That's why we bring them on the Tory Lowe Show, so you can recognize who is who and what to do. And you ain't got no excuse. You ain't got no excuse. You just ain't doing. Now you just ain't supporting.
Period. And we see you. Hey, it's up, King. Let's get it.
I appreciate you as usual for being on these front lines. We got a lot of work to do, Queen.
Hey, you know I'm here for it. Let's get it, King. Salute.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right, Truth Nation. Salute to everybody that joined the chat today. A powerful chat. If you have not joined the chat, you missing out. So much going on in the chat. I appreciate everybody for joining us on a day-to-day basis, on the air, in the chat, calling in. We discussing these tough issues in the community, but are we listening? Are we implementing? Hey, look, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, I'm next.